Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief from Monday, April 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has begun 3 days of Middle East diplomacy, hoping to pause the bitter conflict in the Gaza Strip. The White House's immediate goal is to secure a ceasefire that would delay an Israeli invasion of Rafah, the city in Gaza where more than 1 million displaced Palestinians are sheltering. The Israeli military says Rafah is the last bastion for Hamas battalions in the besieged territory. But U.S. officials say that with the Arab broker talks about a ceasefire deal yet to yield results, the U.S. is also discussing with Israeli officials how they plan to reduce the risk to civilians if the Rafah offensive goes ahead. U.S. auto safety regulators have launched an investigation into the safety of Ford Motor's hands-free driving system following a pair of recent crashes that left 3 people dead. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said the incidents involved the driver assistance system and Ford Mustang Mach-E SUVs, which collided with stationary vehicles on highways during nighttime lighting conditions, each resulting in a fatality. A Ford spokeswoman said the company is working with the administration to support its investigation. And Japan has intervened to prop up the yen after it hit a multi-decade low against the U.S. dollar today, hurt by increasing doubts among traders about the timing of U.S. interest rate cuts. According to people familiar with the matter, the yen weakened to about 160 per dollar today, but bounced back after Japanese authorities started buying yen and selling dollars. Although Tokyo stopped short of confirming the move, the Japanese finance ministry's top currency official hinted at the intervention. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.